It is time again for Checkoff Chat, a program that's helping you understand better how your beef checkoff dollars are being spent in the state of Wisconsin, across the countryside for that matter. And remember, when you're in Wisconsin and you're talking about beef checkoff dollars, you are also talking about the dairy industry as well. We've told you before, thanks to the Wisconsin Beef Council, that there are some dynamics that could be changing in 2019 when it comes to where your beef is going to be marketed. Certain information that you are going to have to provide, certain programs you might have to get involved with, particularly beef quality assurance. To help us understand what's happening with the dynamics of the beef industry, Kevin Heiser is along with us. He's in Tyson's Fresh Meat Products Division, and he's one of the people on the front line listening to the end users, those consumer groups, as well as the retailers, on what they want starting in 2019. Now, Kevin, as I understand it, Tyson is just one of many major meat packers that's going to start requiring that any cattle they accept in the sale barn is going to have to be beef quality assurance certified or part of the farm program, be it dairy. Tell me a little bit about how this all got started. When did you guys in the beef side of things start getting rumblings that this was going to start to be the case for some of your partnerships?
Well, you know, the foundation for this really began several years ago, and our farm check program was one of the first results of this this interest by the consumers. And really what it boils down to is animal agriculture education to the consumer really has fallen into the hands of in many cases news media, and typically those aren't the good stories that are told. So, you know, as a result of trying to offer consumer confidence, in 2015 we began our farm check program, and a big part of the farm check program was in animal well-being and animal husbandry. Over time, and as we evolve into this time period, we've had more and more consumers demanding that they want to know where their food comes from, and you see it in other parts of the food industry, particularly vegetables and those types of things, where consumers want to know more about where it came from, where it was raised, how it was growing. We're seeing that same interest develop into the protein side and animal protein. In some industries, like poultry, for example, with the vertical integration, those stories are pretty easy to tell. But as you get into some of the more fragmented industries, like the beef industry, it's a little bit more difficult. We have thousands of independent producers that are responsible for raising the livestock. And we continue, though, to have those consumers that are trying to understand more about how the animals are raised, how they're taken care of, how they're treated, understanding that ultimately they end up as a food source, but they want those animals treated in a respectful manner up until that point. So we've had a number of customers who have approached us in trying to find a way in which they can communicate with their consumer that they are doing their part to encourage the right behaviors in terms of animal rearing and animal production. And BQA is an example on the beef side, where we have some key national accounts that have latched on and said this is a program that is nationally accepted and industry accepted, and a good program for us to be able to convey to our consumers. And it's a program that the consumers can do some research on and learn more about it. So about 2 years ago, we were given a heads up by one of our accounts that they were going to require that their supply chain be BQA certified and trained by 2019. And we began that process almost immediately. A great number of our producers are already BQA trained, particularly as you get into a lot of the larger feed yards across the country. But as you get into the farmer feeder network, it is a bit more of a challenge, and maybe not quite as widely utilized today. But that is a very key component to our supply chain, and ultimately a big part of this particular national account supply chain as well. So we began the process of trying to encourage our producers to do so. There is a recertification process that's encouraged with part that is required by BQA in most states. There are a couple of exceptions. So in many cases, we found that state organizations and producers wanted to wait and try to maximize the amount of time that they had for recertification. So really, we've experienced a big push and a big run on education and training sessions here over the course of the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. But we've had an incredibly good response across all of our areas in which we procure cattle. And we expect that by January 1st of 2019, we will be in a position to where all of the cattle that we procure and harvest at our facilities will come from BQA certified producers.
Sure. And let's make sure that we're clear. It's not, I don't want to make farmers feel intimidated. Being certified for beef quality assurance is not a real, real difficult process if you've been doing right by your cattle all along.
You know, the stewards of the animals have always been the farmer and the feeder. We recognize that. Unfortunately, that's not a message that is always properly conveyed to the consumer. This is, as I said earlier, this is just one method in which consumers can find confidence in knowing that this has occurred. And you're exactly right. This isn't a real onerous event to have to take place. It's pretty simple. It can be done online or it can be done in a classroom setting. And really what it boils down to in most cases is for these producers to continue to do what they have been doing in taking care of their animals. A healthy animal is a profitable animal, and the farmer feeders and the feeders know that that'd be the case.
Sure. Kevin Heiser's along with us. He's the vice president for Tyson and Beef Pricing. So that brings up an interesting point, Kevin, and that is, will there be extra value for this extra information that's required both by you and, of course, by the farmers you're dealing with? Are we finding value in the information exchange, or is it just going to be required to do business of any kind?
You know, like so many other things in the food industry today, they become an expectation of the consumer. I do think that there will be premiums that will be paid to folks that are transparent in animal husbandry. Now, whether that's a premium to those folks that are not doing these things and maybe don't have the same opportunities for marketing their livestock, in many ways, and particularly in our instance, because of the type of customers that are requiring this, BQA training is really a cost of entry to enter our harvest facilities. We need this to take place. We are incapable of supplying this customer with that product without BQA. So we will continue to purchase livestock that are from producers that are BQA, but unfortunately, we will not be able to segregate in our plant. So a non-BQA certified group of livestock is not something that we will be able to participate in the procurement of.
Kevin Heiser is along with us. He is the vice president of beef pricing for Tyson. Let's make it loud and clear, Kevin. If I am a beef producer, I want to continue to be able to market my animals to Tyson, then I need to make sure that I have got my cattle BQA certified by the beginning of the new calendar year. Where would you suggest they go to find out more or to make sure that they are meeting all the requirements so they can still be qualifying those cattle?
Well, one, they can reach out to their state cattle association. They are very well aware and in most cases are very active in offering training options. And also they can visit the NCBA website and go to the BQA training module and take an online course. Also worth pointing out that BQA transportation will be a requirement pretty much across the industry or across the industry by 2020.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you're talking with your transporter too.
Correct.
All right. Well, we've got some work to get done. We appreciate it, Kevin. Kevin Heiser. He is from the Tyson brand with the vice president of beef pricing. Like he said, beef quality assured. Beef quality assurance. If you haven't checked in on it, if you don't know what it means, you better make sure that you're taking care of it and getting into some of these training modules right away, because you might find your markets are far less lucrative as far as opportunity come 2019. This information and more available on our Wisconsin Beef Council website. That's beeftips.com or via their Facebook page, Wisconsin Beef Council. And like Kevin pointed out, you can also go to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association website for more on what BQA could mean to your operation. It's all brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association.